Before we went to break, we told you about some good news in the Mid-South, and we've been making some lists recently. Josh, we recently ended up on it was 23 places you've got to travel to in 2023, and it was an international list of destinations from all around the world, and look who ended up on the list. Well, us. The Bluff City. We ended up on the list, and they cited different restaurants in the Mid-South, and that was, obviously, we have a great cultural scene here as well. The music scene, I mean, we could be a sports city, but more than anything, we have the culture, we have the food, and we have the music. And really, that's what we get honored and recognized for all the time. Well, we're getting it again, and this time, it is for our fried chicken, which we deserve. All right, Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken has been, of course, a favorite of locals for decades and now becoming a favorite of chicken lovers around the world. In fact, Josh, when I went and pulled this story up, I went on YouTube and I thought, well, are people around the world talking about Gus's Fried Chicken? And we have actually a guy, and Josh, my cutlass not in front of me right now, but he's basically touring Gus's. And here's his take on the place that we get to call ours here in Memphis.
Go to Gus's Fried Chicken. I bet. It's 1 hour and 38 minutes away.
All right, let's go. We're finally here.
Can I get a three-piece wing with macaroni and potato salad?
Ooh. Chicken. Hold on. Mac and cheese. Okra. Potato salad. 10 out of 10, must try again.
Yeah, you must try it again, because we've all tried it once and it's addictive. Well, it ended up at the top of a national list. The Daily Mail recently, at first I thought it said the Daily Mail. I was like, what? Okay, that would be international news. Well, the Daily Mail recently ranked some of America's top fried chicken chains and placed ours, Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken, at the very top of the list. Now, when you look down through the list, it's interesting because Gus's comes in first. Number two is Raising Cane's. Three is a chicken joint by the name of Jollibee.
Yeah, I've heard of Jollibee.
Jollibee? You guys out there, weigh in. Obviously, we're coming to you. What's your favorite chicken joint? Did they get this one right? Is it Gus's or is it some of the others? 901-260-5926. Where's your favorite spot to go get chicken in the Bluff City? Four, Slim Chickens.
Man, it's been a minute since I've heard of Slim Chickens.
I don't know that I know that one. Five is Popeyes. We know Popeyes. Well, Popeyes here in this city, it also is one of the best places to get fried chicken, but it is also one of the places where you'll probably end up getting carjacked. How many times have we seen these headlines where there's this crime problem at the Popeyes chickens? Not sure what's happening. Six is Zaxby's.
Now you're starting to get in some of these chain places where it's maybe like chicken tenders and fries.
Yeah.
I guess.
Is there a specialty even fried chicken, Josh?
No, it's more, it's like what I just said, chicken tenders and fries.
Chicken tenders
that's
and
really
fries.
That's really what it is. And I don't even know if they have fried chicken.
And maybe that's why Gus's ultimately wins, because yeah. We have some audio of actually one of the managers. They aren't giving out the recipe for Gus's Fried Chicken because that would be illegal. That would be a crime to hand out that recipe that has been around looking at the city. Yes. So back in the 1950s is really when the recipe came about, 1953. And they've kept that behind closed doors, and they're not sharing that with the public because people like Jollibee's will probably try to steal it and try to end up at the top of the list. Here is the manager giving a couple details of the recipe. Take a listen.
Caleb, what are your three golden rules for the best fried chicken?
Oh, that's a good question. We fry this in a lighter oil, peanut oil.
Yeah.
So that makes a big difference. I'd say the marination process with how we bread the chicken, let it marinate, that's definitely a key and essential to that. And the fact that we never freeze our chicken, it's always fresh, that makes a huge difference too. I'd say those are three big keys on that.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And this mac and cheese is insane.
Yeah. You got to have the perfect sides with the perfect chicken.
They do have pretty great sides with their chicken.
They really do. And by the way, I don't know if you guys remember, but this is a huge year for Gus's Fried Chicken. If you remember back in September, they were actually crowned the winners of the National Fried Chicken Festival in New Orleans. That was back in September. And now you're winning this with the best fried chicken. Look, Gus's, I think, is one of those places that if you come to Memphis, you have to try at least once. And you got to keep coming back. And you know, a lot of places that locals, the test of a really good place for a city is if the locals keep going back. Yeah, you hear a lot of locals say, you know what? I've lived in Memphis all my life. I've never been to Graceland, or I've never been to this because it's a tourist place. Well, Gus is one of those places where locals even love, you know, it's tourists and locals. And it's just, I go there all the time. So yeah, this is, it's really nice to see this.
I think hearing the manager discuss the recipe, it probably is that last component, which is they don't freeze the chicken. Like, it's all fresh. And when I look at some of these other ones on the list, all right, so the last one we left off at Zaxby's, which was coming in at number 6, 7 Chick-fil-A.
I mean, come on. These
no,
are not
it's not fried chicken.
Chicken.
That's the home of the original chicken sandwich.
They might fry their chicken, but it's not fried chicken. There is a difference.
And we're not Chick-fil-A shaming, but I don't know that they're actually hacking up the chicken fresh. I think those things have been probably in a refrigerator or freezer for, excuse me, it's going to be the freezer for a little bit. 8 is Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, not much of a competition when it comes to fried chicken. Chicken wings, maybe it would do well there. Number 9, Church's Chicken. Is that a Mid-South chain? Because I never heard of that until I moved here.
Yeah, maybe it is because I've known Church's since I moved to Memphis.
What's your thoughts on Church's?
It's okay. Again, it does belong in the same tier as, you know, Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A. It's not bad, but it's not really like a fried chicken place, you know? I think there are a lot better places you can go.
What's your favorite place to get fried chicken? Any of these on the list?
You know, I'm actually surprised that Hattie B's. Have you been to Hattie B's?
I have.
How is that place not in this list? It's really good. I think it's right up there with Gus's. I think a lot of people actually prefer Hattie B's over Gus's.
Really?
No, it's genuinely. I know a lot of
people
that prefer.
They have really spicy chicken.
Yes,
though.
You can, like, you can adjust the spice. But
you can.
But see, the difference
between
Hattie
B's. See, I didn't
know
that, and I did not enjoy my Hattie B's because
well,
was literally panting and sweating for the next hour.
So they have a southern option, which is no spice, and they have the mild, which is what I get, very light spice, just like Gus's. It's a very nice hint of spice, and then you can go just ballistic with your spices. But the thing is, the difference between Hattie B's and these other places that they're mentioning with Zaxby's and and Chick-fil-A, Hattie B's actually has a fried chicken option with the bone and everything, just straight up fried chicken. And I'm surprised they didn't make the list because it's not just in Memphis.
Well, maybe it didn't because Kentucky Fried Chicken made the list.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like, come on, KFC.
And that was, yeah, 11 was KFC. They have good chicken. I don't mind it. I'll eat it. I was shocked Abner's Famous Chicken wasn't on there.
Yeah, I guess they're really loose with the term fried chicken. Maybe I'm just really.
But again, this isn't just a specific to the Mid-South region list. This is a national list. So you have to be in the top tier. And clearly, Abner's and Hattie B's, while we may
probably
love them,
big enough,
did not make the cut. Gus's, however, did, and they deserve it. Again, 901-260-5926. Where's your favorite place to get that fried chicken? Any of these on the list? Any should have been on the list that weren't? Call us, 901-260-5926.